WMFO Digital Clock, your radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, maybe two and a half of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-donk daring you since 1990, no matter how much I need a nap, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 15 minutes, let's call it the midnight 20 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. First off, we'd like to thank everybody for all of their well wishes this week, as you knew that I wasn't feeling very good last week. Hanging tight at the Babyland compound feeling bad, as opposed to hanging out at the Babyland compound feeling great. Feeling a little better this week. Not back to normal by any stretch of the imagination, but we're getting there. We're going in the right direction, which is all we can ever really hope for, isn't it? That's what I thought. Anyway, that explains the reasoning behind tonight's free association. You gave me some words over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I came up with some songs it made me think of, and now we've got a radio show that we're going to start right now, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Collaboration. We love your little word.
We love your little word.
You bubbly little nerd.
You bubbly little nerd.
The nouns, adjectives, and verbs.
Nouns, adjectives, and verbs.
You've been contemplating.
Contemplating.
We love your little word. Best we've ever heard. What a lovely collaboration. The tunes you've been contemplating.
folks are swaying. They keep saying he's just rhythm man. Play new rhythm, new kind of rhythm. You dance with him, he's just rhythm man. When he plays the jelly roll, he gives out all his soul. He just make that piano talk, cause he's simply rhythm man. You go wacky, I say wacky. And when he play naggy saggy, he's just rhythm man. Blow, don't
Yeah. Prestidigitation.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, hello, darling. Did any of the publishers like your book?
Well, it's the same old story.
Well, so why don't you bring them a new one?
I just can't believe they wouldn't go for my book. 101 Fun Things to Do with Oatmeal. Well, just seems all they want are stories about organized crime.
Well, then why don't you write a book about an oil company?
What's the use? Just run along and turn on the oven.
For your dinner?
Oh, for my suicide.
Yes, dear.
What a life. 40 years old, still unpublished. Still on my allowance from Dad.
William Petey Bladder. William Petey Bladder.
Who's there?
It is I.
No, you mean it is me.
Boy, do I hate writers. Look, don't you recognize me? The horns, the red suit, the pointed tail, the pitchfork?
Uncle Norm, when'd you get out? Hey, honey, set another place for Uncle Norm.
Shush, quiet, will you? Cool it. I'm not your Uncle Norm. But if you must know, I'm the guy who made him that way in the first place. When I introduced him to your Aunt Estelle, I, sir, and the devil.
Prove it.
All right. See that sofa? Watch it move across the room. Well? So? You see that big window?
So?
So? I moved your sofa and broke your window.
Big deal. Last week, the cleaning lady did the same thing.
All right, then. Perhaps this will prove my true identity. Take that and that.
You are the devil. Why don't you show me this driver's license and Bank America card in the first place? Well, what do you want with me?
Word has reached me that you're really bombing out on the book beat, Willie Pete.
Well, what can you do for me?
You don't think Valley of the Dolls and Love Story could ever have been made without me, do you?
You mean you're responsible for getting those books published?
Does Roy sleep with Dale? Of course, I must admit, I never read those books. But then again, I'm not in business to torture myself. Only mankind.
Well, what do you want from me?
Bladder, my boy. Let's make a deal. Which, by the way, is a little TV show idea that I once came up with also. I am going to make you an offer that you cannot refuse. I will bring you wealth and fame and two shots on the Johnny Carson show. You write me a book and I'll see to it that it becomes a bestseller. You'll be keeping company with Norman Mailer and Truman Capote.
Well, could I just keep company with Norman Mailer? What do I have to do? I mean, what'll this cost me?
Let's not talk shop now. I'll take you out to dinner.
Oh, where are we going?
Do you like soul food? And so William Petey Bladder sold his soul to yours truly for a bestseller and a plate of hog jowls. When we next meet the Bladders, it is 6 months later.
The end. I'm finished. Darling, the book's finished.
Oh, that's wonderful. Bless your soul. You've been working like a man possessed. What's your book about? What's it called?
Well, I'm calling it The Hexorcist. It's about a 12-year-old girl who's possessed by a fast-talking, top 40 rock disc jockey. Poor thing, she just lays there all day long, babbling incoherent gibberish, and she only comes to her senses once an hour to give the time, the temperature, and a couple of baseball scores.
You know, dearest, I don't like to interfere with your work, but wouldn't it be more interesting if the child was possessed by the devil instead of a disc jockey?
Listen, honey, don't be a hamburger. If I did that, then we'd never get the correct time or know how the Dodger-Cardinal game came out. Now, let's keep it my way. I feel I've written one hell of a book. We'll be rich. And you'll finally be able to have your baby, Rosemary.
When the deep purple falls over sleeping garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, through the mist of a memory you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight, though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lovers will always meet here in my deep purple dream. when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will be, lovers will always meet here in my deep purple
got my gal, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him hanging around my door. I've got Starlight, I've got Sweet Dreams, I've got my gal. Who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything music? I've got my gal, who could ask for anything more? I've got daisies in green pastures, I've got my gal, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him hanging around my door. I've got Starlight, I've got Sweet Dreams, I've got my gal, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask?
Purple, all dignity, all pomp, all put on, has an aura to be felt as well as seen. Purple has class, some say the highest. They stand in awe of purple, royally, loyally in awe. This alone makes pompous purple king. King Purple feels there's a right that is his, that goes way, way back to beginning, to the place where pomp began. That is purple pomp. Some say, those in the know, that purple got pomp from the first of the purple queens, from Mother Pomp, who thought it all up, the purple dignity, the purple pomp, the purple put on, thought it all up, so anyone purple from then until now would never have to ever, ever work. And that's why purple is king.
I stayed in bed this morning till the sun was up high. I sat out in my rocking chair and looked at the sky. Pardon my yawning, it's a crazy, lazy, lackadaisy day. I haven't got the energy to walk down the street. It isn't the humidity, it isn't the heat. Pardon my yawning. It's a crazy, lazy, lackadaisy day. Ain't gonna worry where this'll get me. I'm too busy building castles in the air.
You folks can hurry, it won't upset me.
All this rushing around won't get you anywhere. I think I'll close my eyes for just an hour or two. You see, I've got an awful lot of dreaming to do. Pardon my yawning. It's a crazy, lazy, lackadaisy day. But I got to get some rest so I can sleep well tonight. Pardon my yawning. Ooh, it's a crazy, lazy, lackadaisy day.
Texas storm, I will strong as brick. Sometimes when we wanna get along, we both gotta get apart quick.
Well, we take our troubles on the town to men, but the town's too small for that.
So we take our stools and we just pretend we don't know where the other one's at. Yeah, parallel bars, one at my feet,
one on the opposite side of the street.
We're two hearts that just can't meet. Across Main, getting yours erased, every highball I knock down. But about midnight, when the storm has blown and the beer's worn down, our pride, we're gonna be making tracks back home and making up side by side. Yeah, parallel bars, one at my feet,
one on the opposite side of the street.
We're two hearts that just can't meet. I till the heartache.
Patch up our differences, just meet halfway.
You're about one bit too far gone for that.
remember why we're scrapping.
That's because you're an asshole.
But other than that,
you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Yes, that was just about 30 minutes. And it's been a fabulous free association so far. Thank you all very much for your participation, but there's so much more of it left to go. And then we're going to get to the radio obituaries. It's going to have its own little bundle of silliness jammed right in there, too. Really, I don't know what else you're looking for right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A kumba like a chimba. I love to plant these in me tea. I am very staid and proper, and as quiet as can be. But I become a real showstopper when I get brandy in me tea. Brandy in me tea, pour a little faster. Brandy in me tea, just a little more now. A kumba like a chimba. I love the brandy in me tea. Always sleep in big pajamas, for I have such modesty. But I come out in peekaboo nighty when I get brandy in me tea. Brandy in me tea, pour a little faster. Brandy in me tea, just a little more now. A kumba like a chimba. I love the brandy in me tea. If a man offer me diamonds, I just tell him no siree. But he don't have to offer nothing if I get brandy in me tea. Brandy in me tea, pour a little faster. Brandy in me tea, just a little more now. A kumba like a chimba. I love the brandy in me tea. To bow and call me madam, oh, and in my society. But I'm no madam, just one of the girls, and I get brandy in me tea. Brandy in me tea, pour a little faster. Brandy in me tea, just a little more now. A kumba like a chimba. I love the brandy in me tea. I tell you, if we get married, I be so true, you will see. There will never be another unless he put brandy in me tea. Pour a little faster, just a little more now. A kumba like a chiva. I love the brandy in me tea. Pour a little faster. Brandy in me tea, just a little more now. A kumba like a chimba. I love the brandy in me tea.
Thank you. And now the Educational Board presents the Extinguished Jest Philanderer, Sir Bertrand Gristle.
Good evening, ladles and genitals. I am indeed Sir Bertrand Gristle, CODDOAAWOL. See footnote, page 365. Tonight, through the medium of the transmatrixial chronosynclastic motion picture camera, or creepy peepee, as we call it in the lab, you are going to witness a perfectly perverse geek travesty actually being performed during the Cretan period. To some of you, this may mean a great deal. To others, it may mean nothing at all. Nevertheless, here it is. It is called Oh, Feel This Unchained. The prologue opens with the gods high on Mount Olympus. Alphonse, the machine.
She's hotter than a pistol, bang, bang. Hotter than a pistol, bang, bang. What she's got is red hot. Hotter than a pistol shot. Ready, aim, fire. Let me introduce you to the hottest gal in town. If they sent her to the North Pole, she'd burn the North Pole down. She cooks me with her kisses, she fries me with her oil. She flips me like a flapjack, and she makes my water boil. Because she's hotter than a pistol, bang, bang. Hotter than a pistol, bang, bang. What she's got is red hot, hotter than a pistol shot. Ready, aim, fire! When she's on the dance floor, she heats up every pound. And she sets off forest fires for miles and miles around. She's red hot in the cellar, she's red hot on the roof. She's red hot on the fire escape, but I ain't fireproof. Because she's hotter than a pistol, bang, bang. Hotter than a pistol, bang, bang. What she's got is red hot, hotter than a pistol shot. Ready, aim, fire! She got riled. She said, this gal is too darn hot. Old fireman, save my child. The fireman turned his hose on. He poured a steady stream. And when the water hit that gal, it turned right into steam. Because she's hotter than a pistol. Bang, bang. Hotter than a pistol. Bang, bang. What she's got is red hot. Hotter than a pistol shot. Ready, aim, fire.
Speedy West.
By the morning paper, that there's a fight going on down there in the Mungo. They're killing one another here. We better get down there and straighten this thing out before somebody's liable to get hurt there. Oh, I better check with this Mr. Hammerhead from that No Monkey Business outfit. There it is. Hammerhead?
Man, yes.
They are. What's causing that ruckus down there in Mungo there?
Oh, they got a garbage filmer down there who's really stirring up a bad smell.
Well, what's the name there?
Lolita Crochet.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he used to be in the food business there?
Yeah.
Oh, which end?
The consuming end.
Oh, which end is that?
The eat part, man.
What kind of weapons are they fighting with down there, son?
Oh, they got that lady thing. Three prongs, switchblade, and an alcohol wrapped spitball.
That's kind of expensive now, ain't it? Where'd they get all the money there?
From the midget pygmy.
Oh, midget pygmy? They couldn't be there. They kind of sell themselves there, ain't they? Well, what do the leaders have to say there, son?
Oh, you
worry down there.
Yeah, they got a bunch of the old. You're the one to lead us now.
You mean the one with the old head?
Yeah.
Oh, which head? Say, Mr. Zombie, what's the situation down there in the jungle there? Hold on there. Wait a minute there. I didn't mean it that way. Listen here. Well, Mr. Hammerhead, I know that war would be glad to see that they buried the hatchet.
Yeah, and he dug in the hay.
Oh, me. Yeah, they come again. They finna fight some more. We better get away from here.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Lord, I must. I don't know what I'm gonna do now.
Summertime's here, kiddies, and it's time to take a trip, to take a trip. This world's so bad, you feel so sad, you gotta take a trip into a world so glad. A world of frogs and green fountains and flying dogs and silver cats and emerald rats and purple clouds and faceless crowds. And walls of glass that never pass, and pictures hanging upside down. You won't ask where you are. It's another world, you and your girl, and all your friends will all be there. Oh yeah, let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. TNT, SOS, HOP. It's top. Hey, here we go now. Let's climb some mountains, everybody. Get on your walking shoes. Start to climb some mountains. Hey, here we go. Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. Let's start to dream. Let's close our eyes. It's groovy now. Yeah. Float. Because I'm swimming in beauty. It's all around. Take a trip, fly from the ground. Whoa! Whoa! Oh, yeah! Let's take a trip. It's really hip. No one will know what goes on. Just you and me and the dreams we see. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, baby. You're doing it right. Just put your head back.
Da-da-doodly-doodly-doodly-doodly-doodly-doo-da-dee-doo. A fella took a doodle pad and doodly-doodly-doo. He had a picture of a fiddle and a flute. He doodled on and doodled on and fiddly-dee and flutity-dum. He finally had a picture that was cute. He kept right at his doodle pad till doodly-doodly-doo. He had three kids next to the fiddle and the flute. He doodled on, and fiddly-dee, and flutity-dum. What will the kids be doing when he's through?
A kid'll play the fiddle, and the kid'll play the flute. A kid'll bow the fiddle, and the kid'll blow a toot.
The other's in the middle, and he don't give a hoot.
If they ever saw the riddle of the fiddle and the flute.
He never left that doodle pad till doodly-doodly-doo. He had a pencil and a pad, you guess for who? He doodled on, and fiddly-dee, and flutity-dum. The middle kid'll doodle-doodle-doo.
A kid'll play the fiddle, and the kid'll play the flute. A kid'll blow the fiddle, and the kid'll blow a toot.
The other's in the middle, and he don't give a hoot.
If they ever solve the riddle of the fiddle and the flute.
He never left that doodle pad till doodly-doodly-doo. He had a pencil and a pad, you guess for who?
He doodled on, and fiddly-dee, and flutity-dum.
The middle kid'll doodle-doodle-doo. Never left that doodle pad till doodly-doodly-doo. He had a pencil and a pad, you guess for who?
He doodled on, and fiddly-dee, and flutity-dum.
The middle kid'll doodle-doodle-doo.
Doodly-doo.
Doodly-doo.
Yeah.
My vision of Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali started punk rock. His political statement, would not fight for U.S. because of religious beliefs, lost the champ title, fought his way to fame and fortune like Eugene in The Decline, found something he was good at. Now he can be seen at skate gigs. Ambition, to be one of the big boys.
Hi, I'm George Chambers of the Chambers Brothers, and I tell you the truth, man, if I ever took any heroin or something like that, I just know it would just freak me out so bad that I would never be able to communicate with anything anymore.
I got peace, I got love, I got happiness, and you...
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young and hot. For as rich you will find to be narrow of mind, if you're young and hot. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart in the seams. And here is the scene in life gets most exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young and hot? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young and hard. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you arrive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you're among the very young at heart. We're not trying to be perfect, right, Ben?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Catch a pickled herring, put it in the barrel, never let it get away. Catch a pickled herring, put it in the barrel, save it for a rainy day. For you may get into a recession and lose your job. But if you've got some pickled herring handy, you'll find that things will turn out dandy. Catch a pickled herring, put it in the barrel, no matter what your friends may say.
No matter what your friends may say.
Catch a pickled herring, put it in the barrel, watch the neighbors move away.
Watch the neighbors move away.
Some people think that Limburger cheese is really a fright, but they tell you smell pickle herring on a hot and sultry summer night. Jiminy, what a fright.
Holy mackerel.
We just threw that in for the halibut.
Yeah.
Catch a pickle herring, put it in the barrel, though it takes your breath away.
Though it takes your breath away.
Catch a pickle herring, put it in the barrel, serve it on the silver tray.
Serve it on the silver, silver, silver tray.
And then you know, whenever you get hungry, here's what you do.
get the pickle herring if you're able. Eat it fast before it rots the table. Catch a pickle herring, catch it in the barrel. Never let it get away.
Never let it get away.
Catch a pickle herring, catch it in the barrel. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Never let it get away.
Never let it get away.
Save it for a rainy day.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've still got a few more pieces of silliness in the free association portion of this evening's program before we move on to the radio obituaries, but I just wanted to peek in here for just a second to say how I am so very happy that you are here with me tonight. Thank you for being here and listening to tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. I love it when you do that.